We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So, heads up all you hunters out here. We've seen a lot of changes in the rules, the regulations, the laws when it comes to hunting, and there could be more changes in store. In fact, there was a hearing held recently on, well, the discussion, much of the discussion, centered around a Saturday start to deer season. Now, it sounds like a simple proposition, but in fact, it's not a simple question. It depends on your perspective. Lots of different viewpoints on that question. Randy Santucci is the Southwest Regional Director of Unified Sportsmen of Pennsylvania. He joins us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome to the show, Randy.
Hi, Lynn. Thank you for having me.
So I say it sounds like a simple question, but in fact, there are a couple of different perspectives on this.
Well, yeah, it's been an issue since they put it in last year. The agency entered into this against a lot of strong opposition from hunters across the state, their own surveys, their own staff repudiation of the benefits, and it sounds simple, but it actually is not. Previously, when we started hunting on the Monday, the hunters had the weekend basically to prepare. You were able to put to bed your Thanksgiving family issues on Friday, and if you had kids home from school, or you had relatives visiting, or you were visiting relatives and so forth. And it became a rush for individuals to try to get things ready on Friday, particularly hunters that travel, that have camps, which are still 25% or so of our hunters in the state still go to hunting camps up north. So it's not as simple a circumstance or as it sounds. You're absolutely right.
So I guess even as you describe that scenario to me, what leaps out at me is that much of that is a matter of personal preference, personal convenience. So why does that have to be legislated?
Well, what's happened, Lynn, is for a lot of hunters, and probably the top two-thirds of our state, the businesses up there, that particular weekend was their top one or two sales weekends of the entire year from the hunters that travel. It's kind of an interstate tourism aspect. And I had done a quick survey this year. I contacted 10 sporting goods stores, large, medium, and small, across the northern tier. And the resulting losses they had that weekend, which they were willing to open their books to identify, was over $360,000 in just 10 stores. And they identified the same thing through surrounding businesses, restaurants, hardware, so forth and so on. So that was one demographic that got severely hurt with this. And also our nonprofits, fire departments, first responders, and so forth, up in those parts of the state that relied heavily on the hunter influx into these small rural towns that weekend. They held their fundraisers, raffles, dinners, gun bashes, all of that, and they all identified this year that hurt them badly, that the rush for hunters to get to camp or to get to their hunting locations on Friday killed all of that business, that impulse buying and so forth and so on, that happened through the weekend, and it was just a terrible impact to them. It just really blindsided them this year.
Okay, so this really isn't a hunting issue. This isn't really a logistical issue in that regard. This is a business issue for businesses in those areas then. Is that the biggest concern? And I'm not belittling those concerns. I'm just trying to understand it.
Well, no, that's a big aspect that has resulted from this. But the hunting concerns are still being strongly opposed by a large segment of hunters. In fact, the license sales this past year after this, the agency is touting we had an uptake. Well, we had a 0.4% uptake in license sales this year from last year, and that's just a very, very paltry amount, very small. And the part of this that's not being identified is this past season, we also had some tremendously different seasons and opportunities that were introduced into the bear season this year and so forth, where we saw I think it was over 27,000 more bear licenses sold. They had an early muzzleloader bear season that sold over 5,000 or 6,000 more tags. Archery, they had an extended two-week archery bear season. They sold over 5,000 or more tags. They had an elk situation this year with an archery hunt that received a lot of excitement, and they sold over 16,000 applications. So what jumps out is the fact that there are multiple aspects this past season that likely or certainly would have affected license sales, not just the moving of the Saturday. So that's the deceptive part behind this, is you can't do six things at once, several of them be highly popular, and then try to hang your hat on just one of them.
So then what happens from here? So the hearing happened. You heard these different perspectives. Obviously, it wasn't resolved. What is the next step? And is it possible to get a decent or a happy resolution?
Well, what a lot of guys are proposing, and I hope the guys that like the Saturday opener, which is still polling in the minority of guys, but there's guys that like it. I hope they understand something that, and as I just mentioned, there's a lot more impact to the state and so forth that we saw from this. Young hunting license sales were not up this year. They were down again, youth licenses. But the compromise here now seems to be what makes the most sense is, we've had 3 days legislated of Sunday hunting. And if you put the Monday opener back where it was, you solve all the problems it created with the economic side, with the conflicts, with Thanksgiving, all of that, and you put in that Sunday following the next, which was traditionally the first Saturday. And then hunters can hunt from that Monday straight through for 13 days. They get a full weekend of hunting that following week. And it kind of creates a situation where, some guys that might have liked to get out the opener said, well, next week and I got Saturday and Sunday if I want now, I can get out both days. So when you look at the big picture, that would seem to be a good compromise for the entirety of this.
And that makes sense. The interesting thing to follow this is, I don't know, as a community, we haven't done a good job of compromising. But, Randy, I hope this works out. We'll check back with you. How about that?
Well, that'd be great, Lynn. I thank you. And, this is an issue I think that we don't want to have hunters divided on, but I think we can come together maybe on this compromise and everything will come back together again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.